Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from one of my favorite towns and venues, the Gramercy Theater in New York City. It's Thursday, March 3rd, 2016. Let me NYC your name tags. There is a knitted BB-8 up front that is I've already seen on the internet. I hope it gets picked because that is a good one. And then we got Lily Madison. Balcony people, just go ahead and put them down. I'm not going to be able to tell what's on your sign. But my guess might go out that far, so you still have a chance. You never know. But I could see Lily Madison instead of... what was his name? Willie Madison? Saul Aladdin? Your name's Saul? Sal? Sorry. Better Cal Sal. And then who's that next to you? What's your sign say?
Aladdin for Allison.
Aladdin for Allison? You guys both have Aladdin posters? All right, good luck. Maybe only one of you will be chosen. What's that Star Wars Death Star thing? The Brian Strikes Back? He's just, yeah. That's what it says, the Brian Strikes Back. We got a reader on our hands. What's the Jumanji? What's that one? Jen Manji? I like it. Strange Jonathan Fiction? Instead of Stranger Than Fiction? Strange Jonathan Fiction? I like that. Straight out of Carlton. Very nice job. It's tough when your name is Outa. Thank God that movie came along. Everybody did a great job. Oh, there's a Goonies one. All right, put them down, and you know when to raise them up later in the show. And none of my guests have seen any of them yet because they're all backstage. Doug's plugs. This Saturday, I'll be participating in Jimmy Pardo's Pardcastathon. Yeah, watch it at nevernotfunny.com and bid on eBay auctions to appear on this podcast. So, like, if you, one of you guys in New York was the highest bidder, you would be sitting up on this stage. I should go ahead and tell you now, all four seats tonight are going to be occupied by auction winners. Everybody's like, no, why did you? The guests are usually... No, but one person on a show will get to be the winner of that particular auction. And as of the last time I checked, Doug Loves Movies was going for... $1,250 or something like that. Yeah, it's pricey, but it's for a good cause. Smile Train, which is the third installment of Denzel Washington's Train trilogy. He did Unstoppable, Taking a Pelham 1, 2, 3, and his next one is called Smile Train. It's the happiest Denzel Washington movie this side of that Christmas one he did. A preacher's wife. And, damn it, it would have been such a funny thing to say if I'd thought of it when I needed it. And getting Doug with High to be on that show is currently at... We won't come to New York, though. Not yet, anyway. But that's up to, like, $840, I think. I think it's 420 times 2. Sunday, Doug Loves Movies returns to the Nerd Melt showroom at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles. Come have a good afternoon sweat sesh with me and my guests. Monday night, I'm going to be on the March Madness bracket style tournament of champions on at midnight on Comedy Central. So look for me on that and root for me from your homes, which doesn't help at all. And I'm excited to announce that Doug Loves Movies will return to right here, the Gramercy Theater, on Monday, April 25th at 8 p.m. And anyone at this show now gets the first shot at buying tickets at the box office right here. Sans ticketing fees. Because you're buying it from the theater in person. So congrats on that. It's going to be $15 instead of $19. And some of you will look at the size of the line and go, fuck it, I'll pay the $4. So everyone else that wants tickets to that one, go to the link over at DougLovesMovies.com. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Frequent Doug Loves Movies guest Ken Jennings tweeted... I turn off The Little Mermaid when the crab starts in on how bad the human world is because I'm a human, and that is some hateful shit right there. This has been a Treat Relief only human edition. Let's look inside the prize bag next to my Tito's and soda. Someone, every once in a while, somebody writes to me. I guess they're from other countries, or I don't know what their deal is. But they write to me, and they go, you drink Tito's vodka with Coke or with soda? And I'm like, no, soda water. Tito's and soda means soda water. And they're always like, oh, thanks for the information. I'm like, well, okay, I'm glad you're not a bartender. Although I have had that mix-up with bartenders every once in a while. Look at this, you guys. Pair of the most beautiful, luxurious, like they're so soft, hippie socks that I will never wear. The little kit they give you at United when you're in first class and you might have to clean up some of your shit or, you know, wear an eye mask. I think there's an eye mask. Is that what they're called? Sleep mask? Oh my God. I got some cookies when I was on At Midnight a couple weeks ago and they got so smushed in my luggage. But here they are anyway. They're individually wrapped, at least, from D. Luscious. And then from my collection of things I don't want anymore, the Robert Palmer CD, Heavy Nova, featuring the smash hit single, Simply Irresistible. And I'll find another one. No, that was it. And, oh, another CD of Nelly Furtado. Oh, wait, there's more. One of these things that I got from a dude down in Florida where you could put your lighter in here and it grips onto it real good, and then you clasp this carabiner-type deal on your belt, and then you got always got your lighter. Like if you're in a smoke circle. So always coming back to you. Or it could hit you in the dick, though. And it says 420 certified on it, so it's good when things are official. Deadpool, what do you call it? Coaster. A button a dude gave me that's really cool. It's a Simpsons button where it's the... Remember when Homer was in that... what do you call it? Remember when he was in a barbershop quartet and they were called the B-Sharps? This button says Meet the B-Sharps and it's a parody of the Meet the Beatles album cover on a button. I almost didn't put this in the bag because I like it so much. And finally, some VHSs from my collection from all the way across. These flew all the way out here. Two episodes of Dawson's Creek. Yeah. The pilot. Yeah. Where Michelle Williams walked into our lives when she steps out of a cab and the music's like, bwomp, 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 bwomp. That song, remember that one? And then episode 108, so you're going to jump forward 8 episodes in the Dawson's Creek saga and land on one called In the Company of Men, because a lot of the episodes were named after movies, even sort of obscure ones. So all of that is going in the prize bag, plus... what is brought by my guests. I'm going to put the cookies in the very bottom so that they get even more smashed up. My guests also brought something for their prize bag. Please give a big warm welcome to 4 very funny dudes. Trey Gallion, Rob Cantrell, Mark Norman, and Big J. Okerson.
You're going to sit next to me, dude?
We're doing it. Is that bad?
Yeah, I think game-wise, that's bad for me.
Come on.
You think it's bad to sit next to him? Why?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I make you look thin. And you're wearing corduroys? Come on.
Yeah, dude. Rocking
it. You're killing it here.
Well, regardless, Trey, you've already won one award. You won one game, and that's you're the winner of the Pete Holmes game.
Oh, right.
You're the first person to speak without being spoken to. Yeah. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And let's give them another round of applause. Trey Gallion is here, everybody.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
Howdy. Howdy. Howdy.
New York comedy Edian here from Austin.
Yeah.
Is where we met.
Yep.
And you're doing great here. You're really doing the New York comedy thing.
I'm having a fun time with it, man.
what do you have for the prize bag situation tonight, Trey?
All right. I've got a copy of my CD, The Moronic, available on Rooftop Records.
It's a great cover.
Thanks, man. Everybody see that? Yeah.
No one's old enough to get the reference, I guess.
Yeah, that's it. The material inside is shit. But the disc is cool, too, because it's got a picture of a joint. And then a copy of Andy Ritchie's CD, King Ding-a-ling.
Oh, Andy Ritchie.
Who passed away recently, but very funny dude. South by Southwest has his album online. You can download it for free on there, too, if you want. So do that.
Yeah, and I didn't know Andy, but a lot of comedians are very, very good friends with him, and some of them are carrying them with them to this day. I'm glad you didn't accidentally put it in the prize bag. But Trey has like a little vial of some of Andy's ashes.
Andy Ritchie is here with us this evening, everybody.
Yeah, he's
Ew. That's Andy Ritchie. He's in the, right yeah. there. Just fucking creeped everybody out.
Yeah, the crowd didn't laugh at all. They just
no,
gasped.
No, they're just like, what?
Oh, Christ, that's so real.
No, it's
ground
cool.
up
it just
bones
ashes.
In your...
That vial is hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought it would get the show off to a fun start if I mentioned you have part of a dead guy in your front pocket.
It's pretty sweet.
What's in the bag?
So I collect barf bags, and Delta's is currently my favorite right now because it's got a little I'll be back. You can put it on the seat when you go to the potty. And then it says, feel better. Use bag.
As you're vomiting, that's the perfect thing to read.
Right? Yeah. It's great. And then it's got the handy tape on it, too. Most of them don't have the tape. They got the stupid metal flap, which isn't going to hold puke at all.
But what's all this stuff
that's
inside?
Oh, and then I put some more stuff inside.
It's another dead friend.
Oh, it's a... No, we're good. But it is an Entenmann's Devil's Food Donut.
What?
Yeah.
It's in a plastic bag like it's some sort of contraband.
Well, because it was like in the box of eight. You know how they come.
I like you pack snacks like a grandmother.
Oh! Wow.
That's going to get torn apart like when Ozzy threw a chicken in the audience.
Yeah. I thought that was a dead black comic.
Already, Mark? Jeez, dude.
Sorry.
It's so early.
Early.
In the show.
Yeah, get through the prizes first.
Diversity.
And then I drew a little sticker on a yellow sticker, and it's my name with a toilet on it. So aww. I drew that. And then a pen from the show House that I swiped from one of the offices somewhere I was for an audition.
Like Fox.
And a shower cap and some. Bearing oil for your skateboard bearings.
Sick.
I was really just grabbing shit at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, you were. But I mean, I appreciate...
It's a, yeah, the wide variety effort. Of... Something for everyone.
Just don't even... I've lost all energy for getting the other prizes from the other guests.
Really? That was too much?
It was heavy. Exhausting.
Sorry.
And you didn't even give us a pinch of the dead guy? You're going to keep it all to yourself?
Well, yeah.
Not cool, man.
All right. Big J. Okerson is here, everybody.
Hey. Good to be back.
Host of 15 things.
15 things.
17 things. You've got so many shows and projects going on.
Just three.
Okay. So, sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Yes. SDR show.
SDR show is one of them.
Legion of Skanks.
Legion of Skanks.
And me and Dan Soder have a radio show on Comedy Central Radio called The Bonfire.
Bonfire. So. I kept calling it The Boneyard the other day.
That's a channel.
I was so close and so wrong.
That's actually a channel on Sirius.
Yeah, there you go. The Bonfire.
Bonfire, yeah.
And that's on, satellite.
Yep, Sirius XM, Comedy Central, 95.
Awesome. And what do you have besides a half-finished Pabst can?
Well, besides that, which I will give if people want, I brought along, I thought this was kind of cool. I have Dr. Emmett Brown pop movie art.
Ooh!
That's pretty neat if you care about that stuff.
Yeah.
And if... Nice and if you want to care selection. About that stuff, I got you two little bottles of fucking vodka. So,
hey.
I have a very functional gift.
Yeah, no, that's two sweet little bottles of Tito's vodka.
That's no Kettle One.
I said Tito's.
Oh, I mean Tito's.
Can you help
sponsor.
Me with my sponsors?
My apologies.
No, Kettle One is.
I just want you to see how gross it is.
That's
you go back to Tito's.
Kettle One's my backup when they don't have Tito's, but it's happening less and less. Thanks for bringing all that stuff, man.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
No dead guy?
No dead guy. All my friends are living and not in my pocket.
Also here this evening, guest 3 out of 4, it's Rob Cantrell.
Hello.
Hello.
New York City.
New York City.
I don't have
indeed.
As much of, what's that?
Huh?
I was going to say, I don't have as much as Big J going on. I've just been going to get coffee a lot. So that's been
that's how you get 3 shows.
I got to drink 5 cups of coffee. Yeah I got to take and drink more coffee.
You're going to have the energy for it when they come along.
Yeah.
What do you have for the prize bag, buddy?
But I do have a show coming up at Union Hall on March 21st that I wanted to
That's plug. That's not what I asked you.
I know. I went off course. I apologize. For the gift bag, I have a banana cream pie.
What?
Yeah.
It's a little miniature pie. Throw it.
Oh, yeah, maybe I should
throw it. Yeah, I think you should throw it.
Wait, you're open.
Take it out of the
box. Leave it in the box. Leave it in the box.
Out of the box.
I want to say,
oh,
yeah.
No. Oh, no. Oh,
send man. It. Send
oh!
it.
Oh, that's
man.
A comedy throw right there. We're throwing pies. We're taking it back to the old school. I'm going to spray you with seltzer water real soon.
Yeah. You're like a Jewish Gallagher. Are you Jewish?
My kettle warm.
Jewish can't throw.
I was going to, smash it, but we threw it.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
The shower cap. The pen.
The Tito's.
The piece of Andy Ritchie.
If you want, I'll throw a little bit of him in there.
No, we don't want you to put a little your dead friend in there.
Just lay out one Hollywood rail of him, and we'll all take turns on it.
I want to freeze it.
Already did that.
That's such a bummer, but I also have a rap CD I'm plugging.
Sad story about Andy. My rap CD is out.
Really bummed about
it's
Andy.
Huge.
Love that dude, good dude, but 7 hot hip-hop tracks.
I'd rather the ashes.
On Spotify, on Rhapsody. There's one song about coffee and weed, but R.I.P. Andy Ritchie. There's a rhyme right there.
Andy Ritchie did a rap CD called Bum Rush that's all poop raps.
That sounds better than
mine. You think you're better than Andy Ritchie, Rob Cantrell?
No.
Pick
that
up
dude
Rob's
has doo-doo
first.
Rhymes.
Get Rob's first.
Yeah, he's got doo-doo rhymes. But
when you said on Spotify, on Rhapsody, I thought there were two new reindeer in the classic song about reindeer. What else
Santa
you got
Claus
for the bag?
Coming to town. Yeah. And then my last is a book, Reefer.
Don't throw that at the audience.
No, it's kind of heavy. Reefer Movie Madness. This is the ultimate stoner film guide by my friend and your friend, Steve Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote a review about Conan the Barbarian in here.
Wow.
And how he
excerpt?
Trips acid and punches a camel in that one scene. Or he drinks some formula. It's really wild. But Conan, it's a good film. And
we'll pass all that stuff down here.
Right.
Thank you for bringing it.
She has the pie out there.
Yeah. Well, thanks for throwing the pie. And I should have introduced him first because, you know, to be polite, it's his first time on the show, everybody. Let's hear it for Mark Normand.
Hey. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's awesome that you're doing the show.
Yeah, I listened to a few. They're funny.
Thanks. Whew, we passed the test.
Yeah, good show.
Yeah, and what do you, this is your first time, so I'm interested to know what you brought for the bag.
Sure, I brought a signed picture of Donald Trump. No, oh boy.
I think some people in the audience were disappointed you didn't really bring that.
No, it's straight out of Compton Blu-ray, unopened, still in the box, and I brought a, Refill Revolution cup, which I'm using, from Bonnaroo. It's an artist cup you can put on your hip, and you don't have to use a plastic cup, even though I have one inside of it, which I guess defeats the whole thing, but... Yeah, it's kind of fun at a party.
So you're going to need to hang on to that because you're using it.
Well, I can do one of these.
Oh, okay.
It's like a cup holder right now.
Yeah, pull the cup out and then pass down the one that's going in the prize bag.
Oh,
I've never
wow.
seen a cup with a carabiner on the side. So
but wouldn't
wear
the
it
water
on
leak out? Wouldn't, like, if you
yeah,
had
it doesn't
on your
have
hip?
A lid.
I think it's to carry around to refill and drink right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no
that's
lid.
That's what it is.
It looks slightly used.
Yeah, I'd wash it. Give it a wash. It's
this crowd hates tech talk. How do you work this crazy?
Straight Outta Compton was great. I loved Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, it, was
it wasn't
really
as good as Disorderly's, but it was a good.
You love the Fat Boys,
for real, man.
Yeah,
but it was pretty good.
Yeah, the help was good, too.
Too soon, Mark.
Are you like white guy? That's like white guy in a break room doesn't know what to say.
I've never seen it, but
just
know.
Bring up the help. That's something we could talk about.
That Stacey Dash is a cunt. All right.
Right.
These are all break room things.
Yeah, that'd be great if they did that on At Midnight, break room things, and you said that. That thing where she came out on the Oscars was just weird. I didn't get what the joke was. But
they should have wrote more lines for her.
Yes, or something. I don't know.
That's what it was. Everyone was shocked that it was her, and then she just went right into the punchline.
Said some weird thing and ran off.
Yeah, so they should have wrote more stuff for her to say. That could have went better.
Yeah, it could have. But, man, most of that went great. I thought Chris did a really good job. Mark?
Yeah.
Motion pictures? Uh-huh. You see any lately?
Yeah.
What was like the last one that you eyeballed?
I just rewatched 40-Year-Old Virgin was on TBS, and I watched that.
All right, we'll move on to the next person.
If you're not
going to take the question seriously.
What? Artier?
How much of it did you watch? I mean, don't they take a break for 4 minutes every 5 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so it's rough to watch it that way. But that's one of those movies, I agree, that if I'm flipping around and it's on, I would stay with it for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I watched Hoosiers recently. Is that better?
What?
Yeah, watched on a plane.
What was that about?
Basketball.
Why Hoosiers on a plane?
I fly so much, I'd seen everything else. So I was like, fuck it, we're going back around.
Plus, so fucking Gene Hackman.
Is it a classic?
Yeah, no. He's Hackman's great, and it's a really good movie. But I just don't. People don't bring it up much these days.
Yeah, it's
and
fun.
And you enjoyed it?
I liked it. Yeah.
I could tell you. I met the dudes that wrote and directed that movie, and they didn't care for Gene Hackman or Barbara Hershey.
Really?
Yeah. Dennis Hopper, sweetheart.
Uh huh.
Those other two that are still alive, assholes.
Wait, Dennis Hopper's dead?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Oh, my God. I got to get some ashes. Jesus. I had no idea, really. I did not know that.
You got to check out my rap CD.
All right.
It's mad dope.
Wow. That's just really forcing that plug in there. Rob, what was the last movie you saw?
The Good Dinosaur.
Really?
Yeah.
You took your kid?
Yeah, I took my kid, my 4-year-old daughter. And it was, we went in there, and like 20 minutes in, my daughter turned to me and was like, this shit fucking sucks, yo.
Wait a minute. Isn't that a rap group?
Yeah, it is. This is a track on my rap CD. You can check it out.
No way. No, I'm serious.
Yeah. No,
I'm thinking of Dinosaur Jr.
No, yes, that's a great
Dinosaur
band.
Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah.
But they're not rap. They're alternative 90s.
Yeah. Not rap at all.
But the Good Dinosaur, no, she got scared and we got out of there. It's like, I looked down, it was PG, and those movies start sad as fuck, man. Like, the Good Dinosaur.
Right, they kill off a mom right away, right?
Yeah.
Right.
She was not going for that. We got the fuck out of there.
Yeah, wait around for a little while.
Yeah.
She's probably ready for Inside Out.
Yeah.
That's rough. I saw that guy, though, Richard Kind. That does the voice of that crazy, what's his name in the movie? Bing Bong. Bing Bong? That sounds like something I'd say because I don't know the name. I saw Richard Kind the other day. You know, Bing Bong or whatever from Inside Out.
Boop-a-doop. I saw Kung Fu Panda. That was really good. 3, just recently.
3.
Yeah, you think they ended the trilogy on a good note, or is there...
Oh, I can watch 10 more.
Oh, so do they leave
more
it open
Kung
at the end?
Kung Fu Panda.
Is there a cliffhanger at the end? Do they leave it open for more?
That was really high. No, it was good. It was good. I don't know. Yeah, he meets his father. It's deep, man. It's heavy.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And nunchucks and shit.
Okay.
Hell of a review.
We've already spent more time than anyone would ever want on The Good Dinosaur. So let's ask Jay, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw The Witch the other day, which was fucking horrible. Yeah! But
the guy yelled, yeah.
I know, I feel bad for that guy because he was wrong. It was ridiculous.
No, I mean, I think he went, yeah, because he said it was horrible.
Yeah, it was really, it was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
No, it's one of those movies where
so bad.
People rave about it, and I get why some people would like it.
I couldn't guess why anyone liked that.
Well, because it's really, it really is, it's well realized. Like, it really feels old-timey. All those people feel like, you know, real old assholes. Yeah. That used to be fucking that scared of witches, but I'm watching it going, I don't give a shit about some witch.
Yeah,
I just right. want, I don't care
scary.
What this witch does.
I wanted it to be over so bad. But that's not that interesting. But what I have been watching lately, and I'm curious, we should get each other's numbers, Doug, so we could talk about shit, because I'm a movies guy for sure. And I've gone into the rabbit hole recently on some real fucked up cinema. There is some real crazy shit out there. Have you ever seen the August Underground movies? I watched those recently.
No, I don't think I ever will.
You shouldn't. They're terrible. All these crazy.
You're setting it up to be something I wouldn't want to see.
It's home movie footage, but it's a guy who's like amazing at special effects, and they're just thrill kill movies. It almost looks like snuff films. But I thought, has anyone ever seen them before? August Underground.
August
this fucking sick chick over here.
Yeah, she's excited about it, too.
They're fucked up, right?
She
they're just like
cool.
Super uber-violent, rapey, like over-the-top, gutting people things. And I mean, I don't know how long they are. I come pretty quick. No, they're... That was the wrong thing to say. Just... If you get a chance to check them out online, they're wacky. There's something to see.
Yeah, I'm not going to check that out, but...
You should check it out.
At all.
You will let me know if you checked it out, for sure.
Trey, what do you say?
I saw The Witch. The Witch was bad. I got It Follows on that one. Where everybody got
loved it,
sucked
it follows,
up in the hype.
It's the scariest thing you'll ever see.
It wasn't scary, but I didn't hate It Follows. I thought it was like a fun movie to watch. But
yeah.
The Witch
was horrible.
Grotesque.
But then I saw Furious 7, and that made everything all better. I did, yeah, that was great.
I just
great.
Wish It Follows sets up that it's like, you know, sex makes it go from one person to another, and then it's a girl running around not having sex with anybody. Why didn't she just jump on a dick and get it over with?
Right. Because some moral dilemma or what? I don't have time for your dumb moral dilemma.
But I'd like
in this
to see
movie.
A movie where like a bunch of people are like being followed, you know, like a bunch
and then
of sex
being
scenes followed by chase
slowly.
Scenes.
That was the other thing.
It was a creeper, it was a creeper.
If everyone good. Just grows up and fucks one after another constantly, that thing is going to be so far away it doesn't matter who it's following.
Oh, that's a good point, too.
Yeah.
Dumb movie.
Stupid ass movie.
Yeah.
You're right, now I hate it.
Let's go beat up the people that made it. Can we do that?
No.
Oh.
Because what we're going to do...
Huh?
...is say, let the games begin!
Wow, look at that. Holy shit.
She yeah, they got their name stuff. Tags up already.
No, wow, looks like
I don't like the BB9.
They know
yes.
their cue.
Looks like a Bernie Sanders rally.
Oh, so...
Yeah, holy hell.
Pick
feel
the name
burn,
tag
baby.
That you
want
to play for, and while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Do you love books but find that you never have time to read them? Well, Audible.com has the perfect solution. Get audiobooks and listen to those books you've been meaning to read while on the go. At the gym, during your commute, Audible.com provides over 180,000 titles from the leading audiobook publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. Their app is free and works on iPhones, iPad, Android, and Windows Phone. You can also download and listen on your Kindle Fire and over 500 MP3 players. And unlike a streaming or rental service, with Audible, you own your books, so you can access your books anytime, anywhere, right from your smartphone. Audible.com also has the Great Listen Guarantee, the GLG. If you decide you don't like the book you choose, no worries. You can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime. No questions asked. They won't ask you any questions. I gotta recommend a couple of my friends because they have books that are available on Audible. Jen Kirkman's I Know What I'm Doing and Other Lies I Tell Myself. And also Greg Proops' Smartest Book in the World. Those would both be really fun to listen to. And just for my listeners, Audible.com is offering a free 30-day trial. Go to audible.com/Doug today to start your free trial today. Again, show your support for Doug Loves Movies and get a free 30-day trial at audible.com/Doug. Back to the show!
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back!
Yeah.
And it looks like two of my panelists have chosen donuts, and the other two have chosen wisely. But let's go down the line. Let's start with Mark.
I can repick.
No. It's fun when people pick donuts because the reason they brought the donuts is because now we're going to take those donuts and chuck them at audience members.
Well, I can't eat them?
You can eat one.
All right.
Do you want to keep them all?
Nah, I don't want to ruin the game like some fatty.
No, because we got another box down here. So we got plenty of donuts to throw.
Why don't I pick again? I don't want to have two donuts.
No, but you picked honestly. You were like, I want a box of donuts. So what's the name on the box of donuts?
Big Billy.
The good old Big Billy.
Yeah.
And don't say the next thing at the bottom. Oh. We'll save that for the end.
All right.
Well, who are you playing for, Rob?
Let's see here. Yeah, is it Devin? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't
Devin Psychopathus. And I'm on this.
Instead of seven psychopaths, it's Devin Psychopaths.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So this is Devin Ritchie. Is that you? Okay. Then number four is Doug Benson. You're over here. You got a leather jacket.
Oh, yeah, I look good in that jacket.
Yeah, that's a good jacket. Then it's Pete Davidson from SNL. He has a gun.
I was probably hoping he'd be here tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. He's doing shit. Pat Kiernan.
Pat Kiernan has to get up early tomorrow, so he's not here.
He's funny.
Yeah. And then here, he has a nice picture of me petting a rabbit.
Yeah, that is weird.
You are.
I like this. This guy gets me.
Who's the girl?
Rachel Feinstein.
Oh, okay. She does the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been another great one to be here.
And then Aparna Nanachera.
Oh, yeah, the names are all written on the top. I'm, like, asking you who all they are, and it's written
no,
right
No, thank
there.
God they are.
Yeah, Aparna, she's great,
this
too.
This is great. Thank you.
Good name tag. Hardworking person. Speaking of which, Jay, I'm glad you picked BB-8 from Katie.
Yeah, it's just so
from
cool.
From K-8.
K-80?
Yeah.
K-80.
Because she knits a new fucking crazy thing almost every show I do.
Really?
She's knitted the three-titted alien from Total Recall.
That was a good one.
From Total Recall. She's done the alien face hugger. She did...
Alien face hugger's creepy as shit.
Yeah.
By the way,
she always does a great job with the fucking crazy knitting.
Yeah.
On an unrelated note, can I point out how funny it is as I sit here, the fattest guy on the panel, like... trying to pretend I don't want a donut so bad. I'm not taking one because the crowd will judge.
Have a donut.
Nope, not doing
that
it.
That one's a jelly.
Take a donut.
I know. Jelly is the one I'd go with.
Have one if you want one.
I just want you to know what's bothering me. I'm like, if I would have picked the donuts, everyone would have been like, of course. So I went with knitwork.
What is this, like a maple iced?
No, I think that's just straight plain.
Straight up. It's got icing
on it. I think it's maple iced.
It's glazed.
Glazed.
Let me smell it.
Who wants a glazed?
Familiar.
I'm going to put it, the guy with the hat right there, I'm going to put it right in your hand. Here we go.
Oh!
I put it right in his hand.
Can I zip one?
I did not lie.
Can I zip one out?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to zip one out. Let's see. I want to hit a target,
coconut,
too.
Coconut. Coconut.
I think the guy with the beard right there. God damn, this cannon
Who
of an arm.
Who wants a heart?
I want one.
Who wants a heart? It's got to be a girl, man. I'm not going to.
I want to hit, I wanna hit that Harry Potter sign. I want to hit that Harry Potter sign.
Oh, that was high.
Oh, the Harry Potter sign? Go for it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm going for the pick me sign.
Splat.
Yeah, I'll go for the pick me sign.
Yeah. Can't trail up to
bat. You whizzed over the top of that guy's head.
Oh, right in the dick.
Sorry, dude.
Can't trail the asshole.
I'm going south.
Send it. Yeah.
Balcony.
Right above it.
Balcony.
This is why you have to see this show live, because you have a chance to get hit in the face with a donut.
Now all temptation is gone.
Yeah, we got rid of them. That's why we started throwing donuts, because I don't want them. Who are you playing for there, Trey?
Aaron.
Aaron
tossed
brought some
donuts. And she wrote
got
the
shithead
on the back, which I didn't realize when I had it open.
Aaron.
I don't know.
Where's Aaron at? Where's? Oh, okay. You're right. Thought I recognized that name. Okay. We're going to play a series of games to determine who's going to win all the prize bag stuff. And let's see how we're doing on time here. Oh, pretty good. You guys got to be anywhere tomorrow? It's Thursday night. Let's jumpstart the weekend.
Let's go.
Kickstarted. I don't care what expression you want to use. Let's start with a game called Doug Loves Musicals. I know the four of you pretty well, I think, to know well enough that none of you know much about musicals.
This isn't fair. Rob's gay.
Yeah.
It's true.
True.
And black.
Yeah. And a Jew.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, trust me, someone's going to get the answer right eventually.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm going to list off songs from a motion picture musical. And you guys just say into your mics as soon as you think of it. First person to get it right, you can guess as many times as you want. First person to name this musical is the winner of this game.
Fiddler on the Roof.
You know, it's not a bad pre-guess, but incorrect. What movie musical has all of these songs in it? Without Love. I Know Where I've Been. It Takes Two. The Nicest Kids in Town.
West Side Story?
Nope.
Chicago?
Nope.
Jersey Boys?
Nope. I Can Hear the Bells.
Sound of Music.
Sound of Music is incorrect. Is your mic funky?
I think it's a little funky.
Yeah.
Oh, but there you got it.
Oh, I got to hold the bottom.
Hold the bottom.
There you go.
Look at that. Oh, yeah.
Check.
New one flying in.
Yeah.
Right. Gramercy Theater.
Hell yeah.
Oh, boy. That's got a hand job on accident. There we go. All right.
From the roadie.
Yeah.
But since your mic was weird for the whole show, we should probably start over. Hey, 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 everybody.
Fuck. All right.
Last one I said was, I can hear the bells. Ladies' Choice.
The shitty ABBA one.
No, it is not Mamma Mia. The New Girl in Town.
Oklahoma?
Run and Tell That.
This was a movie, too.
Martin Lawrence?
It's a movie musical.
Movie musical.
You're Ooh. Timeless to Me, and the word your is in parentheses, if that helps at all.
Oh.
Timeless to Me?
The Emperor's New Clothes.
That's a musical?
It should be.
Magic Mike?
South Pacific.
Big blonde beautiful. Big blonde beautiful.
Chorus line. Cats.
I like the way you're playing it. Welcome to the 60s. Does that help at all?
Hair.
Bye bye birdie.
No.
Showgirls.
No. Shh. Quiet audience. Quiet. Good morning, Baltimore.
Did somebody already say oh, shit.
Miss Saigon.
Right? Miss Saigon? No.
And Butterfly.
Les Mis.
But the next title, song title, is another beauty pageant, Miss Baltimore Crabs.
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Miss Baltimore Crabs. Mm. And finally, and let me look at each of you while I say this. Final song in this movie musical is called Hairspray.
Hairspray!
Let's go to the tape.
I think Trey won. Trey got it first.
Shit! Third. Wow.
That was
third
close.
Game I've won.
That was close.
Counting the Pete thing.
It's not how it works. You don't get points for
I don't
every
get
game
cumulative.
No, you don't.
Damn it.
No, you gotta bring it on strong at the end.
Still leading, 1-0.
Yeah. But great job, you guys. I counted on you to not know any of those songs.
Nailed it.
And you came through for me. But now we're going to play a game called ABCD's Nuts.
Yeah. All right.
And it's a pretty simple game. It's not easy, but it's simple. We'll start with Trey. And then we'll go to Jay, Rob, and then Mark. We're going to spell out a word. In other words, whatever we're spelling, the next letter, when it gets to you, you can name any movie that begins with that letter. And if you say a movie that I've written down on this piece of paper in advance for your movie, you'll automatically win the whole game. But this is out of all movies ever made. So
wow.
The odds of matching are not great. But it does happen for reasons I won't go into right now.
This was the other game that I won. Okay.
You were good at this game?
Yeah, in L.A.
Okay.
So we go through the alphabet?
No, it's not the alphabet. We're going to spell something. We're going to spell in honor of its opening tomorrow, probably one of the greatest films. It's already a masterpiece in my mind. London Has Fallen. You know, there was Olympus Has Fallen, which means the White House, and London Has Fallen, which means London. All right, so, Trey, start us off. Your letter is L, and then it'll be O to J, etc. L. A name any movie begins with the letter L.
Last of the Mohicans.
Now, I believe that's the Last of the
is
Mohicans.
It fucking Looper, then.
I like the way you play.
Word.
We didn't have to hem and haw. We just got right to it.
Yeah.
But next time, your first answer will be your final answer.
Agreed.
And I should remind you guys that you can each use the person who you're playing for tonight as a lifeline.
What?
Oh.
In the next game.
Ah, damn it.
I don't know why I brought it up now. Because if you can't think of a movie that begins with a letter, I don't know what to do for you.
Oh, fuck. I'm so nervous.
O is your letter, Jay. Any movie begins with the letter O.
Oculus.
Yeah, sure. I went with... I didn't say my L.
Yeah,
for L, I went with Life Force.
Life Force.
Life Force, wow. Yeah. Classic science fiction from canon. There you go. One guy likes it. It's got a lot of naked bodies in it, I think. I went with 101 Dalmatians.
Ah.
Yeah. N is the next letter for you, Rob Cantrell.
Night of the Living Dead.
Good answer. I went with Nil by Mouth.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that one.
It was, I think it was directed by Tim Roth, if I'm not mistaken, or Gary Oldman. Same thing. You say Paxton, I say Pullman. All right, so Doc D, D is your letter.
I'll say Dr. Zhivago.
Oh, shit, because I just said doctor? Did you pick up on me accidentally saying doctor?
No.
Is that why you said that?
I had that locked and loaded.
Because I said doctor accidentally and stopped myself. And
oh,
then,
no, I'm a big fan.
But I went with Dr. No.
All right.
Yeah, but that's crazy we both went doctor on the D letter. And that you didn't hear me just say doctor.
Locked and loaded.
Okay. Oh, Trey.
Oh, brother, where art thou? It's an O.
It is.
It's a...
But
there's no the.
You didn't match mine, is all.
Oh.
Yeah, no, you're right. I went with On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Oh.
Yeah. N is your next letter, J.
Nighthawks, starring Sylvester Stallone and Billy Dee Williams.
That's a good one.
Rutger Hauer was in there.
Sly looked tough in that shit with the leather gloves and the fucking weird beard and shit. All right, sorry.
Did you pick Nighthawks?
I went with Never Say Never Again.
I see what's happening.
I got a theme.
Shit.
Barbara Hershey movies. Clever.
Rob, the next letter is H.
O-H.
What?
I was like, oh, shit. No, but Halloween?
Mm-hmm, that begins with H.
All right.
I went with Howard's End. A for you, Mark.
All right. I will go with Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm. I said Alfie. Either version. I would have accepted either version. Either Michael Caine or... Somebody's correcting you that it's Marvel's Ant-Man.
Oh, shit. I can do another if I need
to. No, I accepted you. Well, yeah, you could do another now that you know it's Alfie. Just fucking say Alfie.
Well, there's two Alfies.
Yeah, there's a Jude Law and a Michael Caine. But let's go with S for Trey. Any movie that begins with S.
Spectre.
Clever. Good choice.
Yeah, I went with Sherlock Holmes.
You asshole! You asshole! Shit!
F to you, Jay.
Trying to think how your mind works. Fright Night, the original.
Oh, not Fright Night, the original, or Fright Night, the remake. I went with Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Classic.
Yeah. A is next for Rob.
Apocalypse Now?
Mm-mm.
Shit.
I mean, yes.
I'd be psyched to watch it.
But I went with About a Boy. L is the next one for you, Mark.
I'm going to go with Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
That's what's written on this piece of paper.
All right.
That woman that caught the second one, that's the first time she ever caught anything in her life. The look on her face was like, it went into my hands, and I still have it.
If my dad could have seen that.
What a great way to end a diet, huh?
Nice job, Mark. So why'd you say that movie? Did you figure out there was a...
Yeah, there was a
trend going on.
I could sense the Limeys. You were going after the Brits there.
Wasn't going after them, but wow. We were doing London Has Fallen, so all of those movies have scenes in London. And the second L was Live and Let Die. The E was 84 Charing Cross Road. And the N... Notting Hill, that's right.
We made it to N.
Great job, everybody. We did it.
I feel all right about it.
I think you're going to feel really great about what's about to happen now. Someone just did a sexy lady whistle. Like a sexy lady was going to walk in. Or like we're going to suddenly turn into like a Thunder from Down Under male review.
That ain't happening.
Full Monty.
The law says you can't touch, but I see a lot of lawbreakers out there.
I got my sexy long johns on tonight, everybody.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mark.
Yay! Oh, I would get kicked off that team so quick.
We're going to play a little game called Last Man Stanton.
Stanton.
All right.
And here's where the aforementioned lifeline comes into play.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get the name of an actor or an actress from somebody in the audience that I've already chosen.
Oh, really?
Ahead of time. Via Twitter.
Okay.
For her good work with humanity. And then you guys are going to take turns, along with me, I'll play along, take turns naming movies that person's been in. If you can't think of one, you're out. It's like ABCD's Nuts, but much more intense and serious. But one time, at any point during the game, some people wait until they can't think of any anymore, but others like get it out of the way early, hoping that their lifeline will say a movie that maybe no one would say and keeps you alive. Different strategies for different people. But you can go once to the person that you're playing for in the audience to answer the question, and hopefully they'll play along in the spirit of the thing and not, you know, whip open their IMDb page on their phone. Just try to play fairly.
What's the game? Sorry.
We can see these soon.
It's so funny that you should ask that, because it's the first person who asks a question is out game.
Ah, fuck.
And I'm sorry, but you're a great first-time guest.
All right.
No, it's we're going to take turns naming some. I know it's hard to put your head around it when I haven't gotten the name yet. So it's going to be an actor or actress, hopefully a very famous one with a lot of credits. And we'll take turns naming movies that person
was in. Oh, great. Okay.
And you get to go first because you won that last game. And then it'll go to Rob, and then Jay, and Trey, and me. And the person I selected ahead of time, because she tweeted a picture of that delightful BB-8 that she knitted, I'm going to K80 Freeman on Twitter, Katie Freeman. Wait, is it zero or D?
Now, wait, Doug, has this ever happened before? Because I don't want to get called for bullshit. She's picking the person.
Yeah.
And she's my lifeline.
I love the coincidence of it.
Okay. What the shit is this?
Yeah.
I don't want to get called for bullshit if I win.
It's entirely unfair, but also completely random.
It's also unfair you get to hold that thing.
Nothing. You could have picked somebody else.
You could have fucking picked BB-8.
Yeah, but that I didn't.
Would you be complaining?
I don't like that character.
There?
No, I don't. Yeah. I'm not.
You don't
a
like that character.
No.
You want a donut.
I'm old school. Whatever. Boo me. I'll take it. And you know what? Episode 4 is the best one, not Empire. What? 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 Anybody? All right.
Why is it better?
Because it just is. I rewatched it recently and was like, that's the best one. That really is the best one.
Okay.
From beginning to end, it's solid. It gives you a good story, and it gives you all the, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get on with this game.
You're in a hurry?
No.
So it's just a coincidence. It happened in the show in Tampa. Somebody picked a guy's name tag from the front row, and then that guy was the guy I had selected to do this.
I'm playing under protest. I just want that to be noted, playing this round under protest.
It's probably a name she knows a lot of movies for, but she may have decided on somebody that she doesn't know very well at all just because she'd be interested in us playing that name. You know?
No, yeah, I'm sure that's it.
Yeah. All right, so Katie, who are we going to play with?
John fucking Malkovich.
Ah, fuck me.
Yeah, that is a very interesting one. And we start with you, Mark. Just any movie that has John Malkovich in it. Remind the audience, of course, to not give out suggestions.
Can't seem to think of a title he might be in. I'll just get it out of the way and say.
Get it out of the way.
All right, being John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Just get out of the way.
Yeah. It's the best play from your position because, you know, now you live for another round, and we go to Rob Cantrell.
Oh shit.
You're surprised by that?
No. I thought he was going to keep going.
Oh shit. Yeah. What's another John Malkovich movie?
Oh. Shit. No.
I know, it's a shame that he doesn't have more movies with his full name in the title. Seems to be a real career mistake on his part.
All the President's Men? No.
That girl said, what? Oh, that was great.
What was the one that he was the bodyguard? Shit. Oh, he was the killer in the bodyguard movie. Oh.
Dude, bro.
You're just giving clues to the next person. So you want to be careful of that. Do you want to use your lifeline, Rob?
Oh, yeah. Please.
I think ultimately it's not going to matter, but let's go ahead. Just see where your lifeline's head is at. Who are you playing for? That gentleman right there?
Oh, yeah.
Do you got a good one for Malkovich? He's like making a face like, Devin. Yeah, of course I do.
Rounders.
Ah! Rounders.
Damn it. I had that one.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Good job.
Do you think you are good at John Malkovich movie titles?
Yes.
All right, I'd like you to replace Rob for the rest of the...
Oh, shit.
What just happened?
You guys could be a team. Just whisper in Rob's ear.
He didn't waste any time getting up.
No, he
up,
was,
man.
As soon as I said that, he's like, yes, I'm going to get up there.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, all right.
It's going to work out better for him. Okay, this has got to be a second protest then on my part. So I'm filing two protests. Shit. And I haven't even gotten to go yet. All right.
All right, so Jay?
Con Air.
Of course.
Oh! Good one. Good one.
Trey?
Fuck this up, man. Aaron, you got a good one? You have one?
Aaron says she
I hope
has
it's
one.
Not the same one that I have.
Whoa, weird.
All right, Aaron, I'm going to use my lifeline on this
one. All right,
one.
You're going to try to stick around.
Ah, that was my other one, you whore.
Oh,
burn
shit.
After me. Hey, man, I got this, Aaron. What the fuck, man? Why you calling my girl a whore?
We used to fuck.
It's going
to
be a fight.
Oh,
comic fight. Disrespect.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Sorry. Sorry Jack about ass. That, Aaron. What would you have said if it was a dude that said your title that you had?
Depends on the ethnicity.
That's honest.
Damn it. Those are my big two.
Great answer. Great answer. All right, burn after reading. Oh, my God. It is funny how like, Malkovich has been in a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
But, like, I'm embarrassed. I can't think of any. Like, I turn red. Mark, you're next.
Was that a clue? Sheesh. I had two locked and loaded. I got to use old Bill here. You got one, Billy?
Really? You're going to Bill?
Well, I mean, I had two, and then... Dev over here stepped in, and then you pulled
big
out the big hoe bag there.
Right.
That's it. That's
joking.
It, Norman. Me and you, dude.
She's a classy lady.
You guys should arm wrestle or something.
Say right. The word, Aaron. I'll beat his ass.
I love you, Aaron. Take me back. All right.
So you're going to go to your lifeline?
Of Mice and Men.
Oh!
Of Mice and Men, sure.
Good choice.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Bill. Keep thinking. Ask amongst yourselves.
All right, Rob and his partner.
He's killing me, man.
It's just a film. Red?
What?
Oh.
All right, you're out. Why did you tell him to say red when I just said red? Oh, shut up.
Hey, man, what the shit? You know what? Third protest.
Sure.
Three. I think that's unprecedented. Or am I on four? How many am I on, you guys?
Do you want another one?
No, I don't want another one.
I'm sorry, Doug. I didn't realize you said it. I'm sorry, man.
Got a huge reaction.
I think it went over a lot of people's heads that I said red, but I said red, and that's how the game works. You're out.
Woo-wee. That was harsh.
No, you could say another
that's
one.
That's all right.
You just can't say that one that guy yelled out.
Okay.
Red 2 is off the table.
Dangerous liaison.
Yes.
Man, you're good.
Good job.
Can I use him?
Hell no, man.
All right, all right.
You'd be everybody's lifeline. Jay's got another one.
I hope I'm getting the title right. Right, Blown Away?
Google
Jeff
it.
Bridges? He was like the bomber guy?
No. You're so close. People know what he's talking about, and they're gonna keep quiet.
Should have went with Lifeline. Sorry, Katie.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and use your Lifeline.
Oh, Lifeline. Yes.
Making Mr. Right.
Making Mr. Right.
That is right.
Crushed it.
Trey.
I think I'm going to fuck up the title.
Go for it.
Fuck. In the Line of Fire?
Correct.
That's it.
Good one.
Cock.
Can't believe that guy yelled out Red 2.
That's what I was going to say.
And not even was like, there was a
There's
part
a
two.
Second one. Two.
Asshole, that was the in the pocket.
That's all right.
Cool.
It was in all of our pockets. It's an obvious,
what would you yell at him, Mark?
Huh?
All right.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, what ethnicity is that guy? What are you? What ethnicity are you? He's Puerto Rican. What would you say to him?
Hey, you look great.
You took my title. You look great. You took it and look great doing it.
I love the 40s. All right, let's see.
All right. Fuck.
Am I at a light? Oh, you're up.
Is it you?
Well, I think it's you.
I think it's me. Yeah, and I'm in trouble, and I don't have a lifeline. So unless something just bangs into my head, there's that one that he did that one time where he was like, what? And you get stuck on one, and you can't think of the proper title for it. So I think I'm going to have to say I'm out. I know there's a lot of good ones left.
Took a lot of guts.
Yeah. I just can't think of any right now. Mark?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to go off Jay's answer, which was wrong, and try to spin it.
Oh, he meant in the Line of Fire when he was...
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Well, then shit, I might have nothing. I thought you said Blown Away. I was going to say a couple other things with those words in it.
I'm curious to know what those
are. Blown the fuck away.
I was going to say blow, breathless, and out of breath, which I don't think is a movie.
You thought that he was... that Blown Away was a movie about someone who's just shocked by something?
Yeah, that's all I had. I was reaching. I'd have also accepted panting and winded. I'm just going to throw one out. How about Merchant of Venice?
Right? Why wouldn't he be in something called that?
Is he in that?
No.
He seems very,
but
you
good
know,
try,
Shakespeare-y.
Good try. All right, we're down to Rob and his partner.
Yeah. You mean his partner?
Yeah.
There. His life partner. Does he have another one?
Yeah. What's it?
Of course he's got another one.
Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies. Okay.
Damn.
Good job, my man.
This son of a bitch knows his Malkovich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Katie, okay. I'm so sorry. Just because I feel like he played somebody's like mafia uncle and something. I'm throwing a dart here. Knock around, guys? Yes.
Hey, we have a yes over here.
Is that right?
Like he was waiting for it. He was waiting for that one.
What a pull.
Ooh. Yeah. I'll accept that.
Was that an indie film?
I never saw it, but I'll accept it. Trey?
Is
seems like I... I don't know, man. True romance?
Not a bad guess.
Yeah, not a bad guess.
Seems like he'd be in that for a second. Seems like
you think he'd play the Gary Oldman character? The dreads and the weird eye? I'm sorry, Trey.
Well, my other guess was I'm going to get you sucker, so I think true romance was probably the better guess there.
Yeah, those are both interesting guesses, but incorrect.
Sorry, Aaron.
There's just one movie I can't think of it. Anyway, Mark.
I thought I was out.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I mean,
so Rob won, surprise?
I'm still in.
Jesus.
Sorry, Jay.
But I got nothing.
The two people with friends.
So let's see what Rob and his partner have cooked up. Do you have something? Oh, they don't have something. Nothing.
This is like, I like having Devin. This is like having My Bodyguard, the movie. But instead of a
but
fight.
But he's got nothing.
But my bodyguards fucking can't take down Big J. Come on.
Suspenseful.
Oh, I have
somebody
no fucking
in the audience
clue.
Made a buzzer sound.
In the loop.
In the loop.
What? In the loop. He should be in the loop, but I don't think he is.
Oh.
Nope. Nobody thinks he's in the loop. As an audience, we're all in agreement that John Malkovich is not in the loop. But thanks for helping out, Rob, and congratulations to Big J.
Give it up.
Pulled it out. Made it happen.
I'm on the board.
Solid.
I had a really good feeling about that you would that someone would be able to win, even with Rob having a helper.
It was awesome. He gave me a back rub. It was nice.
He was really digging in over there?
No.
Yeah,
I
he
wish.
A little creepy.
I got a creep neck right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Mark, can you get in there?
You've never won the prize bag before, have you? Oh, she has one before.
Oh, my God. You got to
go. This whole thing seems so rigged now.
Right.
Congratulations, Katie.
Way to go, Katie.
K80 Freeman on Twitter. And we don't get to read the shithead because she won, but you can look at it if you want.
Oh, we don't get to, you read the other thing. Ones. God, yeah this
crazy.
Thing is amazing.
What are
it's
some
really
other Malkovich,
good.
If anybody knows?
Somebody always asks before I do.
Oh, sorry.
So what movies did we miss? Making Mr. Right.
Was he?
Johnny English? Empire of the Sun? Jonah Hex. I'm going to say each one with a question mark. Like, I don't believe you.
Aragon?
God, he's in a lot of shitty movies.
He really is.
Tough shit.
Actor.
Me and Katie already won.
Yeah. Such a great actor, though. But we named his best ones right out of the gate, being John Malkovich, Con Air. That's pretty much it. You still have donuts left?
I was saving them.
All right.
Throw them. Right. Throw them.
That's good.
Want me to throw it?
What? Yeah, throw another donut.
All right.
Might as well. I'm just wandering around aimlessly.
This is a jelly, so this could get ugly.
Jelly. Hit that light up there.
It's a jelly.
Can I hit the light?
Send it.
I mean, the one waving
send
around.
Send it.
Look
there
at
she
her.
Is.
She really
look
wants
look
it.
Look at her shake it.
Show your tits. No.
She did.
I'm from New Orleans.
She almost did.
Tank.
He's from New Orleans.
Curved, a curve.
What a light off.
It's a curved donut.
Oh, what is this?
Laser beam.
Look at this, you guys.
Ooh.
Looks like
throw it.
Looks like it's loaded. Thanks, dude. This is just for me to keep?
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Wow, what a
that's
cool show.
Cool.
He got a wooden ball.
It might end up in my home or on Getting Dug with High or in a prize bag. You never know when people give me shit. You never know where it's going to go. Yeah, but thank you. What's your name so I can give you like a shout out on the internet?
Paul.
All right, Paul.
Cool.
Give me your name tags that have shitheads on them. I got to have those ready to go at the end of the show here. And we'll start down there with Mark. What kind of stuff do you have to plug, buddy?
Oh,
what's coming up on your calendar?
Let's see. March 8th, I'm on Ari Shaffir's show. This is not happening.
Nice.
When does this come out?
Tomorrow-ish.
Oh, great. Next, you know, the weekend coming up at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta. And check out my podcast, Tuesdays with Stories, with Joe List. So, yeah. And I'll be on Conan in May. All right.
Yeah, so just turn on Conan and leave it on until sometime in May. And then he will be there, and you'll be like, oh, shit.
23rd, I think. May 23rd.
Oh, it is May 23rd?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you on?
On what?
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, we're on the same episode. What a coincidence.
Yeah. Well.
Follow that, fucker. I get to go first. First time ever they just have a couple stand-up sets back-to-back. But that's awesome. Thank you for being on the show for the very first time.
Thanks,
you did a good job. I think he probably wouldn't have been so rude to my audience if it wasn't full of a bunch of whores. But, you know, when whores show up, you gotta, you know, you gotta...
Break out the donuts.
Joke. I love you, Aaron.
You gotta say... She's a great whore.
Yeah.
One of those heart of gold types. But you're the first guy to ever get somebody in the audience to show their tits, so I gotta have you back.
All right.
Often, and what are you doing... Rob Cantrell, what's going on, man? What do you got to plug?
Union Hall in Brooklyn on March 21st. Check it out, 8:30. I'm doing my a one-man show of my weirdest material called Keep It Surreal. So check that out. And then I have a slamming hip-hop CD online that you can check out. And then I'm doing the D.C. There's a small comedy festival, but at a couple cool rock clubs in D.C. coming up in April. I think it's April 13th I'm doing the Big Hunt and then maybe a couple other shows. So look out for that.
Rob Cantrell, everybody. Big J. Okerson, what do you got to plug?
Well, if you're listening live, I'll be at Providence Comedy Connection this weekend. And... other cool thing, you know, my three shows, told you about Bonfire, SDR show, Legion of Skanks, and also March 17th premiering on CISO.com, which is NBC's new streaming service. I have a new show called What's Your Fucking Deal coming out, where I host it.
Great show.
And all comics do crowd work on it. Mark Norman was on that show. He's fucking hilarious. And also coming out in a few months, I don't have an exact date yet. I just recently, two weekends ago, filmed my first one-hour special for Comedy Central.
Woo!
Thank y'all.
I'm pretty good at crowd work. You want me? Let me show you how good I am at it. What's your name, dude? Paul Bauer. Yes. See, I guess I guessed his last name.
I'm on the show.
Trey, what do you? Is that how crowd work works? You just guess names.
Crushed it.
Trey. What do you got coming up, Trey Gallion?
Next Wednesday, the 9th, for you guys here in the city, I got my show at the Creek in the Cave. Word? Yeah, come on out. 8 o'clock. It'll be fun.
Spacious venue.
Yeah, and they got a bar downstairs, and they're pot friendly.
Oh.
And then May 13th and 14th, the Velveeta Room in Austin. May 18th through 21st at Cap City in Austin, and then June 2nd through 5th, Colorado Springs. Fuck yeah.
Those are great credits.
Did you point at me before you said Colorado Springs?
It was more of like an arm thing.
What's the name of the venue there in Colorado Springs?
Looney's Comedy Corner.
Don't get Looney.
Oh, it's in a strip mall.
So it is the corner.
Right next to a dispensary.
Office. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I love Colorado Springs. It's fun.
All right, cool.
Yeah, man. So that's it.
All of that sounds
great.
And
my CD's on Spotify and Rhapsody and all that shit, too.
Okay.
That's it.
Nothing for Andy Ritchie?
One more time for Andy Ritchie, you guys.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Andy
there
Ritchie.
There we go.
Great guy. Great comic.
It felt like they brought all of the house lights up so this one woman could find her seat. But that was just weird timing. They brought the lights up like, show's over, get out. But I still have my plugs. I'm doing stand-up and Douglas movies a couple days apart at the Improv in San Jose. That's March 24th and 26th. DougLovesMovies.com for all of my stuff. And what do you guys think about, does anybody have an idea for like a hashtag for to describe this episode? What stood out in your minds?
Piece of Andy Ritchie?
Yeah, hashtag.
Hashtag Aaron's a whore.
Let's run it by her. Is that okay if we do hashtag Aaron's a whore? How do you spell it?
E-R-I.
W-H...
All right.
E-R-I-N Zahor.
Hashtag my rap CD, Dreams Never Die.
No.
Hashtag no.
L-O-L-O-R-O-L-O-F-M.
What was that other one you said? Piece of what? Oh, piece of Andy Ritchie.
Piece of Andy Ritchie. Yeah.
Reindeer Games?
Donuts.
The audience is making suggestions now.
I don't get it. Oh, Reindeer Games, right. Oh, yeah, I got it. Thank you.
On Spotify, on Rhapsody?
Yeah.
That was
hashtag
pretty,
Spotify,
that was
hashtag Rhapsody.
Aaron's not a whore for the record. She's a virgin.
She's got...
the opposite.
Nice vibe.
Call me.
You really should. He's a very nice fellow. He's looking to settle down. Oh,
you're
all
married.
The better. If you're married, then he'll just have sex with you.
Yeah.
It's even hotter.
It'll work out great. All right, one more time for all of my guests. Mark Norman, Rob Cantrell.
Thank you.
Big J. Okerson.
Thank you, guys.
Trey Gallion. Are you trying to keep that thing?
No, I'm going to give it back. I'm just holding on to it.
You're just hanging on to it. He's really taking care of it for you.
It's like
they should have, when kids do that thing in school where they have to carry around a fake baby, they should just have their own little knitted BB-8 to carry around.
Alive,
you look very comfortable with it.
So weirdly comfortable.
Yeah. I've made her give me stuff before, but this one I think she should keep.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
It's pretty nice.
That's amazing. Keep
going. How about for Katie making this?
Yeah,
you should bring it. You should bring it to
every... No, you drink those. Come on. Someone will drink this shit. Oh.
She gave back the booze.
Yeah.
Throw them.
No, we're definitely not fucking.
Let's throw those.
Throw
them. They're glass.
Look, Aaron the whore wants them.
Hand them.
Yeah, give them both to Aaron.
Yeah, come on.
Aaron, you whore.
Aaron's a boozy whore, I'm changing it to.
Yeah.
Dab a little of that booze on your butthole like baby gums.
Nice.
You haven't
Numb
changed.
Numb it up.
Same old skank.
All right, you got one more, Norman, and that's it.
I'm good. She's learned her lesson.
What do you think ever happened to that banana cream pie?
What? I thought it hit the floor.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
it's on
dead.
Her purse.
It's just a mess on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, lady.
It's the downside to booking Doug Loves Movies in your venue. There might be pie on the floor. Or donuts. But thanks a lot, you guys.
Thanks
we did it.
Having.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Super fun.
Thank you, guys.
When do I become like defending? I'm 3-0 now.
You never lose?
I've never lost yet.
Wait, so you won the whole thing? You got the whole thing?
He won, yeah.
Ah. I didn't know.
That's
why my
figure out the game.
That's why my girl Katie got the prize pack.
Trey won, I got one, and then he got one.
Yeah, but that's he the got one the most important the most. One. Yeah.
Oh, the last one.
Yeah, you guys are just winning in the prelims.
Oh, I should have won.
And he took it home in the final. But you'll have another shot. We'll do this again.
Oh, I'd love to come back. This is a lot of fun.
Always fun. Thank you for having me, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, guys.
Peace.
Thank you.
I thought they'd never leave. Because I need another... Oh, she loves you, Jay. Is he single these days? I don't think so. I think he's got a nice... He's got a nice lady. Oh, you love his girlfriend, too. Three-way, Jay. I'll hook you up. Just wanted to take another moment to say to you guys, stick around and buy tickets for the April 25th show if you could plan that far ahead. And thank you guys so much for coming, as you always do.
It's fucking cold as fuck outside tonight. If I lived here, I'd be like, I'm going to stay in and watch Ghost. I would never say that. I don't know why I chose Ghost. But as always, Negan is a shithead. That's the Walking Dead reference. Tim Horton is a shithead. Written on a Dunkin' Donuts box. And Donald Trump is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.